Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning and welcome to your Now Ready to audience. We appreciate and thankful for your tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it's only our purpose to speak things found in God's holy and inspired Word. That's why, if at any time you have a question or a comment, favorable or unfavorable, concerning things that we say, we'd like to hear from you. Maybe you have a Bible question, a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Let you know for sure that we would give consideration to any Bible question, any Bible subject that you might have. But again, you need to hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. This being Wednesday, keep in mind tonight at 7 o'clock, the East Abbotville Church of Christ that meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 will conduct a period of Bible study. There are classes for all ages. That way you can come, bring your family, and anticipate studying only God's Word. That's tonight at 7 o'clock. But if you're completely and totally incapable of coming to the building, keep in mind that at 7 you can log on to eastabbotville.org/live and see and hear the adult Bible class tonight at 7. Keep this in mind and take advantage of it. That's what we hope that you'll do. You know, disease and sickness are a part of life. Death, which we know is the end of physical life, is inevitable. And we know that we are all sinners, and we deserve to die. Romans 3, verse 23, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, and verse 23, the wages of sin is death. We die because sin was introduced into the world in the Garden of Eden. So sin is the consequence. Death is the consequence of sin. But we do not inherit the sin of Adam and therefore born in sin. No, we die, we are dead spiritually when we ourselves commit sin. So we all die because Adam and Eve sinned. It was a consequence that God announced. And so it is that they had access to the tree of life that they could eat and live forever. There's two instances recorded of that in Genesis 2:16 and also in Genesis 3 and verse 22. But they were also warned concerning the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Because it's God said in verse 17 of chapter 2, that in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. They would separate themselves from God, and with sin, they would introduce the consequence of physical death. But see, despite the curse of death against the human race, there are these health and wealth preachers out there who rake in big bucks by claiming to miraculously heal people in the name of Jesus. And they promise wealth to those who will generously give to their ministries. The more that one gives to them, they promise, the more the Lord will increase their own personal wealth. But friends, their ministry of healing, if you want to call it that, as they claim, is an extension of the work of Jesus and the apostles, but they don't bother to tell those that are contributing money to them what the real purpose of Jesus' miracles. And neither do they tell about what the real purpose of the role of those mighty works in the things that the apostles did. When Jesus did not come to rid the world of disease and sickness, during his time here on this earth. Even his apostles. Take for instance the Apostle Paul. Paul suffered in an abundance of afflictions in the flesh. We only have to go to 2 Corinthians 12 and read verses 7 through 10 and see that was the case. Epaphroditus was a dedicated messenger and a servant in the church at Philippi. But he became sick. He became sick unto death. And we read about that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 25 through 29. And take Timothy. Take that young man, the preacher of the gospel at Ephesus. He had a stomach ailment that the Lord did not remove. We read that in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 23. And two, when you think even beyond that, all men must die. And certainly, true, Jesus miraculously healed the sick, many. But these healings, along with other miracles, were displays of divine power that the Jewish nation and the world needed to see then and need to read about and understand now. Let's look at John 20 and read the last two verses of that chapter, verses 30 and 31. Truly did Jesus many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name. See, friends, that was the purpose of Jesus' performing miracles, to confirm the two things that he said about himself. He said he had come from God. He said that he was the only begotten Son of God. The miracles that he performed are miracles so that we might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life in his name. When we look at the apostles worked the very same signs that Jesus did. But again, they weren't designed to remove poverty. They weren't designed to remove death from this world. The apostles did what Jesus did to confirm that the gospel that they were preaching had been revealed to them by God. Friends, you and I can know if someone like myself is preaching the true gospel because we have our New Testaments that we can open and we can follow and we can read book, chapter, and verse. We can see if those verses are being kept in their context. We can see whether or not the meaning and the application being made of those verses is in harmony, in consistency with all of the rest of what we read about in the New Testament. Friends, people in the first century did not have that luxury. They had to depend solely upon what a person said, but not just solely on what a person said. And that's what we must understand in regards to the apostles. They were able to truly confirm whether or not those men were speaking truth from God's word, from God himself. Let's look over in Mark, the 16th chapter, and begin our reading in verse 14. Later, he, that is Jesus, appeared to the 11. And we know that at this point, this is after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It was after that Judas had betrayed, and Judas has now hung himself. So now there are not 12 apostles. There are 11, as the verse says. So let's read it. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, and we know that them is the 11, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they, that is the 11, went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. What were those signs? Casting out demons, speaking in tongues, taking up serpents, drinking deadly poison, and laying hands on the sick for them to be healed. What was it for? Strictly for the easement of people? No. The purpose was that through these signs, we would be, and they would be able to know, that lived in that time, that the Lord was working with them, and these signs were confirming the word that they were speaking, confirming the word to be truth, and not the words of some false prophet, some false preacher. That's how they were able, without the New Testament being completely revealed, were able to let people know that lived then whether or not they were preaching the true gospel. And of course we know that after their work and the revelation of the gospel was complete, that those supernatural signs that we read about, that they ceased because they were for the purpose of confirming the word. You and I have that word confirmed. And again, as we said, it's in the form of the New Testament, written down so that you and I can search the scriptures and see whether or not the things that are being spoken are so. You know, moreover, it never seems to cross the minds of these health and wealth preachers to tell their listeners that Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 19, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth." But you know, covetousness and the love of money are not only idolatry, and not only are they the root of all kinds of evil, but they're snares that lead men astray, that lead men into temptation and into destruction. Listen to what we read in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which destroy men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So see, and again, note again, the Apostle Paul, who often found himself in want of the material things, suffering hunger and thirst and sadness, as he made mention in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 27. And two, recall how many of those Christians in the first century were destitute, and they needed the benevolent care of their fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We read about that through the book of Acts, in Acts 2, verses 43 beginning, and Acts 4, beginning with verse 32, again in Acts 11, verses 27 through 30, and even mentioned and made to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 16, in those first three verses. And parallel to these needs of a charitable way, there was the tribulation and the persecution that saints had to endure at the hands of Romans and at the hands of those that were Jews who were opposed to Christianity. So they, as Paul, were beaten, they were imprisoned, they were sentenced to death, and the book of Revelation was written to the seven churches of Asia. They were sharing tribulation with the Apostle John, who had been exiled to the island of Patmos because he preached Jesus. And they were warned that they were about to suffer and be cast into prison. But friends, the Lord didn't promise that they would escape these things. But he tells them in Revelations 1 and verse 9 and chapter 2 and verse 10, fear not, and told them to be faithful unto death. Friends, let us patiently await for the coming, knowing that we can be more than conquerors. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.